The Pokemon Go phenomenon is gaining steam with every new update. Since it was introduced less than 2 weeks ago, there are millions of users, and people have formed strong opinions for and against the interactive mobile game. One clan in Haines is touting family, fun, and fitness as its biggest motivators for playing the increasingly popular pastime. It's a sunny Saturday in Haines, and residents and visitors are out in droves enjoying the warm weather. If you look closely, it's easy to spot those simply wandering around, taking in the sights. And then there are those on the hunt.
We're gonna find Pokemons.
I'm trying to catch as many as possible.
I'm only level 7. I am level 16 right now.
That's 71-year-old Pam Randles, her grandchildren Gina Randles and Ryan Stossel, and family friend Anthony Wilson. We meet at Clinkett Park in the early afternoon. Pam's family is running late, but she's got her backpack, her iPad, and an ice cream cone, because why not? And she's ready for another Pokemon Go session.
I still am learning it. And my grandkids are much better at it than I am, because partly they know what's going on with the Pokemon thing. But for me, it's like geocaching. It's like walking around and finding things, and then I'm out and I'm walking around, and that's cool. And the little monster things that they have are really cute. And I can get in the number of steps I need every day, and it's fun.
The rest of the gang is really into Pokemon and have been since the trend started as a card game back in the 90s. There are plenty to catch and enhance and battle in the adventure capital of Alaska. And despite sometimes slow or sketchy internet connections in Haines, especially on Wednesdays, there are dozens of players in town, at least. Here's Wilson, Gina Randles, and Stossel.
Yeah, you can't do anything with Crucial Days. They take up all the cell service, and it just blocks it. Unless you have your own personal Wi-Fi and you can kind of stay near it.
Well, then another thing is that this was such an unexpected popularity type deal.
Yeah.
You know, the Pokemon Go app came out and it was so popular. Everyone got it that the servers weren't prepared for that kind of...
They weren't expecting that kind of exposure.
We head out across the park and towards the closest Pokestop where players can re-up supplies needed in the game.
The real place, you know, that you're at. So there's a, you know, we're at Totem Park right now, and this is a picture of the Clinkett Totem Pole. And then you just spin it, and it gives you things like Pokeballs or potions or eggs and stuff like that. So
what did it give you this time?
It's the Totem Pole at Lookout Park. There are also Pokestops and Poke Gyms scattered throughout downtown, including one at the Hammer Museum. So before we go any further, the basic object of the game is to capture Pokemon or pocket monsters. You get points and other goodies that all aid in climbing to higher levels of the game. The game plops you, or rather your avatar, into a world that's based on your actual environment. It's called augmented reality, and it uses Google Maps and GPS. Pokemon can pop up wherever, and you catch them by throwing Pokeballs until they get trapped inside. Now it's yours. Once you've captured your pocket monster, you can train them, enhance them, and pit them against each other. All of this, of course, happens on the screen of your mobile device. There are around 150 Pokemon to catch, Weedles, Squirtles, and of course, Pikachu. They're all worth a certain amount of points.
If any of these Pokemon were like real little things and you could keep it in your house, which one would you want to have?
I haven't gotten it. I think Eevees are really cute.
Eevees?
She hasn't found the Vulpix yet.
No, there's a lot I haven't found.
That's a real hard choice. Eevees are usually my favorite, but everybody's picking Eevee, so I don't want just to pick Eevee. A Squirtle. I would pick a Squirtle.
Squirtles are cute.
Which are a turtle.
Eevees are cute. They look like a cartoon fox and rabbit combined. Not surprisingly, this sudden collision of reality and fantasy has sparked some concern. Elsewhere, the game has caused traffic jams, facilitated robberies, and prompted trespassing charges. One woman reportedly fell off a cliff playing Pokemon Go. Another found a dead body, and more still have been asked to stay out of sensitive historical sites like the Arlington National Cemetery and the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington. Haines Police Sergeant Josh Dryden says thankfully there have been no issues with Go players in Haines. Still, the game draws as much negative attention as it does players, but Gina says there are much worse things people could be doing with their time.
Yeah, and I've been catching a lot of negativity online, too. And it's just a bunch of people saying, you know, well, you should grow up and you should move on and, you know, get a job and this, that, and the other thing, which completely baffles me because, you know, last summer I was working 5 jobs. This summer I'm only working 1, but I work really hard. And so for me to have something like this that connects me back to my childhood and is fun and gets me out and moving, I don't understand why anyone would think of it as negative.
The mantra of the game is gotta catch 'em all, which might prove more challenging here, but you really never know when the next Jigglypuff or Diglett will pop up. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.